Hi, this is a dictation for patient Anjara Ansari, AZRA, ANSARI. Date of birth is 8/16/1942. Date of accident, 1/8/2022. Date of service, 6/7/2023. The patient presents with a pain ongoing in the left shoulder, both knees, as well as in the lower back, mid back, and neck. The pain in the left shoulder is around 8-9, while pain in the right knee is only 4. Pain in the neck and mid back and lower back is around 6. Patient is continuing physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, conservative treatments. She was gone to Vegas for wintertime. Now she's back. She reports that she still has some dizziness, weakness, but denies any other issues like loss of memory or loss of balance. No anxiety, depression, panic are reported. The patient also does not report any radiation of pain to the upper arm or lower extremities. No radiculopathy is reported. No numbness, tingling is reported. There is no history of any weakness of the arm and legs also. The patient did suffer a COVID crisis with pulmonary involvement, and so she's not able to go for any surgery for knee or the shoulder. At this time, her lung function tests are poor. She reports that her pain is from  4-8, and the ADLs are affected up to 5, not significant. She reports 50% improvement in the pain so far with the current conservative treatment. Her goal is to continue. Sorry, for the system review, please review the chart. For additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history, please review the chart also. Physical examination revealed the blood pressure was 132/91, and pulse is 69. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will come from previous visit, which is 3/29/2023, dictation number 0413-011. The plan is to continue the patient on a compounding cream consisting of ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprine, gabapentin, lidocaine, pralocaine cream. Naltrexone 60 once twice a day is ordered. I've also discussed the need for ongoing injections as well as Durolane. We will provide her injection on the next visit. This Durolane is a $1,000 injection made of hyaluronidase, and if it is available, then it can be given. She's also referred to orthopedic surgeon. Physical therapy continues two times per week for her shoulder, knee, and neck, mid back, and lower back. She also is on a light duty at home, walking, light walking, light exercises. Yoga meditation has been discussed. Maps have been reviewed. Labs have been reviewed. Patient was provided antivert on the last visit of 3/29. She still has those, and so I'm not supplying a new one. Other than that, there's nothing else to add to her care, and we will continue servicing her. Her MRIs, although were discussed at length, including the right knee MRI with complex tear of the meniscus and cervical issues and cervical MRI and the left shoulder and lumbar spine issues and alternate treatments have all been discussed with the patient at every visit. More than an hour and a half was spent for her. In the thoracic spine also, there is a positive history of T11 and T12 disc bulging causing spinal stenosis. She has an effect on cervical, thoracic, and lumbar region, and there is some possibility of sacroiliac joint involvement also. Currently, the patient is able to mobilize. She can move around without any adaptive device, and the patient is otherwise stable. Thank you. will be seen in 30 days' time.